This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. COVID has resurged, with COVID hospitalizations and deaths increasing. There are at least 1,200 COVID-related deaths each week. Health officials say that Americans should wear masks more often and get vaccinated. COVID vaccination rates also remain too low, experts say. The CDC says that emergency department visits, hospitalization rates, and deaths point to a rise in infections in all regions of the nation. The patterns have prompted many hospitals to reinstate mask policies after relaxing the policies this fall. Many of the COVID infections are caused by a new variant, JN1, which has rapidly spread across the world in recent weeks. The JN1 variant accounts for nearly half of all COVID cases in the U.S., nearly six times the prevalence just a month ago. The variant has one mutation that gives it a greater ability to sidestep immunity than its parent, BA286, which was limited in its spread. JN1 may be less transmissible than previous variants, but its immune evasiveness, coupled with the disappearance of preventive measures like masks, may explain its exponential growth worldwide. JN1 does not appear to cause more severe illness than previous variants, and the current vaccines, tests, and treatments work well against all of the current variants. As in previous years, COVID infections have steadily been rising all winter and are expected to increase further after holiday travel and get-togethers. In the week that ended December 23rd, hospitalizations had risen by nearly 17% from the previous week. Even in years before the COVID pandemic, outbreaks of just influenza and RSV could strain hospitals. Rising COVID rates now overlap both illnesses. The CDC also reports increasing cases of influenza, with at least 7.1 million illnesses, 73,000 hospitalizations, and 4,500 deaths from the flu. Pornhub, one of the largest adult content websites, has blocked people in Montana from viewing the pornographic site ahead of the enactment of a new state law that requires websites to verify the age of a person before they can access the site's content. Senate Bill 544, passed by the Republican supermajority Montana legislature in the 2023 legislative session, revised Montana state law related to material considered harmful to minors and the distribution of that material on the internet. The bill was signed into law by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte May 19th. The law went into effect January 1st. Part of Senate Bill 544 requires websites where a substantial portion is considered adult material to verify a person's age before allowing access to the site. The law defines reasonable age verification methods, such as a government-issued ID or any commercially reasonable method to verify the age of the person attempting to access the information is at least 18 years of age or older. Pornhub said they were specifically making the decision to block access to Montana users due to the government ID age verification requirement. Pornhub said, "While safety and compliance are at the forefront of our mission, giving your ID card every time you want to visit an adult platform is not the most effective solution for protecting our users and, in fact, will put children and your privacy at risk." Capitol buildings in multiple states were temporarily shut down and evacuated Wednesday because of emailed bomb threats. The mass email was sent to several secretaries of state and state offices across the country. The email threat went to at least 23 states, including Montana. The sender claimed to have placed explosives inside your state capitol, although no specific state was mentioned in the email. The bomb threat affected Capitol proceedings in Kentucky, Mississippi, Georgia, Connecticut, Michigan, and Minnesota. The Montana State Capitol building was evacuated and a search conducted. Other capitals evacuated or issued shelter-in-place orders. No states reported finding any threatening items in those buildings. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.